You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Grip.
We're looking at the fourth Sunday of Advent now, and that is, I suppose, the last Sunday before we celebrate Christmas. So while we have been preparing ourselves for the coming of Christ, we have looked at the second coming in the beginning of Advent. We have looked at John the Baptist, who is announcing the coming of the Lord in the desert to prepare the way for the Lord to make his path straight. And I suppose that is the call that is there still for us, all of us here, to kind of prepare ourselves for this celebration. Because it is important to keep in mind all the time that the celebration of Christmas is not just a family gathering, hopefully, for most people, or a big dinner, which is obviously part of the celebration, which is a very important part, the community and the coming together, the gathering together of us and to joyfully celebrate. But the reason we celebrate is that Jesus has entered into the world and has entered into our lives. That with the coming of Christ, nothing is going to be different and nothing is going to be the same again. So we have really kind of grasped that reality and try to kind of keep that sense in the day as well, in the celebrations, because sometimes it can be easy just to kind of be, I suppose, after Mass, to kind of forget about the fact that it is actually Christmas we're celebrating. It's the same with Easter. Sometimes it is like almost like you're after Mass, it's like you got over the finish line and that's it. You collapse and can relax now. But naturally, that is really when the story starts, the story of the beauty of the coming of Jesus. So in the Gospel this Sunday, we reflect actually on what it is that that happened historically. And I think that's good to keep in mind as well, that it is an historic reality that we celebrate. I mean, there's no doubt about that it actually happened. Now, in the weekday cycle, we are listening at the moment and we're kind of going through it with the reflections mainly of Luke, who has more detailed about exactly the Annunciation, the Visitation, and these events. This Sunday, we reflect on Matthew's account, which is a little bit shorter and is more focused on Joseph. I suppose the same as in the genealogy, which we had recently of Matthew. Matthew kind of looks at the side of Joseph rather than Luke, who looks at the side of Mary. So they really complement each other in that way. We have here Joseph, who is aware that that Mary is with child. So they got betrothed, engaged. They didn't live together yet, but they're going to get married. So it was official. And Joseph realized that after the visitation, Mary had gone to Elizabeth to help her while she was expecting John the Baptist to be born. And she comes back, and naturally Joseph realized there was something different. The signs are there that she is with child. And there's kind of, you can kind of get that sense in the Gospel that Joseph knows, and he starts to ponder about this and think about this. And then after thinking about this, he decided to divorce her informally, because he didn't want to spare publicity. And I suppose it's a real kind of a real care, because if he would have made it known, I mean, the penalty of adultery at the time was stoning, so it was quite serious. So he wants to protect her. He does love her, but he wants to do the right thing as well. But I think it is, if we look at that, this must have caused an awful lot of stress, disappointment and pain for Joseph. And we don't know exactly how long this process of deciding took. I mean, maybe initially, I'm not too good on these things, but I mean, how long would it take before him to really recognize, okay, she is with child, you know? Obviously, the signs are quite clear towards the end of the pregnancy, but maybe not at the time that she came back after the 3 months. Then the stress of the realization that it is true, and then to kind of prayerfully ponder to see what is the right thing to do and to make the right decision. So there would be a significant amount of stress and anxiety in that, and then he makes his decision. But then when that happens, the Lord steps in, and a dream tells that it is okay that what Mary has conceived is from the Holy Spirit, is God himself. And that this is to fulfill the prophecies. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, what we kind of reflected on the prophecy in the first reading. Joseph woke up, and he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. He took his wife to his home. This is amazing if we really reflect upon it. The pain, the anguish, the suspense of Joseph having to make this decision, and then when he made the decision, being trustful on the vision that he got. Because to a certain extent, the truth must have connected with him in some kind of a way. The truth must have connected in a way that he knew it was true, that this dream was enough for him to take Mary with him as his home, as his wife. So for ourselves, it kind of shows that, okay, sometimes we find things difficult to believe. Sometimes we don't know what is happening, or what is true, or we get anxiety. But that is why we have to pray and we have to trust in God. And to be like Joseph, to be receptive to what the Lord is telling us, the Lord in which way the Lord is directing us. Then we can get this sense of peace and relief when we discover what God's will is and what the truth is. But at times it can just be a time of anxiety and difficulty before that. But if we are trustful in the Lord, and especially now we have the Holy Spirit with us, if we're baptized, I mean, if we are open to the Spirit and recognize him in our lives, then that really should be able to give us that grounding, that even in the turmoil of the things that happen and our anxieties and stuff, we know that the Lord is there, that we can trust him in, and that he will be there for us and help us to overcome and bring, in whatever situation we are in, to a good end, as he did with Mary and Joseph. So I think that is one thing we can at least take from the story, that it is really the Lord is always with us and always guides us. So at the end of Advent now, preparing for the last little bit of the journey, let us really open our hearts to receive the message that the Lord wants to give us.